Blog Talk Radio.
Want to say good morning to everyone on Blog Talk Radio. Those of you joining us on YouTube.
Want to say good morning to everyone.
Welcome to Read the Word, where we are reading through the Bible chronologically. And we're glad to have you with us. Tonight, we have made it all the way through the book of Ezekiel. And now, we're going to, this evening, read the book of Joel. So, when you think about it, there's only a few books left. Now, you know, if you've memorized the books of the Bible by Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, if you've memorized them that way, you might not necessarily know what books are left chronologically, because they got it all kinds of messed up. But it's all right. We're coming close to the book of Malachi, which is the last book. And then we've got Ezra and Nehemiah yet, and Daniel. Daniel's an amazing book.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Ezra and Nehemiah is when they rebuilt the temple and the walls of Jerusalem. And that's where God instructed us as we began to pray our prayers for the nation, rebuilding the walls of righteousness. So let me get it now that I finally got my list to pop up where I'm looking at. We have Joel and then Daniel, Ezra, Haggai, Zechariah, Esther, Nehemiah, and Malachi. And we will have finished the whole Old Testament out loud, chronologically, recorded. We are doing this thing. And we're glad to have you with us. So let's pray, and we'll get ourselves started. The opening prayer, it is not there. Well, all right then. Father, in the name of Jesus, we open up our spirit, soul, and body to be used to minister your word tonight. Bless and anoint the ears, the heart, the mind, the understanding of every believer that's with us. And we choose that we will walk with you every day of our life. May they see the wonder, the anointing, the amazing, majestic word of God and all of its power. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The book of Joel. The book of Joel is a small book. It's only three chapters. It's one of the minor prophets. Joel's name means Jehovah is God. And Joel had a very specific assignment. He prophesied the coming invasion of Judah. And then the invasion of the locusts. And there was the chewing locust and the swarming locust, the little locust and the big locust. And yet, in the middle of prophesying that destruction and doom, he prophesies that God's going to return. And then Joel is the prophet who prophesies the day of Pentecost. Joel chapter 2. This, Peter said, this is that spoken by the prophet Joel. And he talks about it. I think my favorite of all of the Joel verses is God said, I will restore the years that the locust has eaten. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what's gone on in your life. You get your life right with God and he restores the years. And John chapter 4 says, the Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Joel chapter 1. Let's Let's remember next time to mark our page so we can turn right to it. Joel chapter 1. Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel. There we go. Joel chapter 1. Many scholars believe it was about 825 BC. If that date is right, it doesn't belong in Jerusalem. Here we go. It says, I think that's one of the other interesting factors about this, is that there's a little discrepancy with what is the chronological order of this. And I don't necessarily agree with all of the chronology that they've used in this, but it's been an amazing study. And tonight, if you didn't see tonight's faith conference message, now I know I'm talking and I'm supposed to be reading, but Tuesday night of the faith conference, David and Nicole Binion.
Oh my, wonderful.
Matt, them people opened up a portal to heaven and the glory poured in that place. And then Brother Jesse just amazingly ministered the word of God. You'll love it. But I was reminded as David Binion was talking about his newest album he's about to release. Do you remember what it was called? Face of Jesus or something?
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. But anyways, it's about the book of Revelation. And he read those verses. Blessed is he who reads and hears these prophetic words written. And you think about the blessing of God that's been on us throughout this year as we have been doing Read the Word. I think this is one of our greatest nets that we can throw for anybody to come into the kingdom is to read the Word. Tell them to just turn it on, find the playlist, start in Genesis, and read all the way through it with us. Because it doesn't matter what denomination you are. It doesn't matter how you grew up. You might even call yourself an agnostic or, you know, atheist.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly want to know the truth and you do this Read the Word program with us, it is going to take you but about a week. Interesting chair I'm sitting in. I don't usually do this, but excuse me for a minute. I got to stand up and stick it to the seat. You're going to find the majestic word of God will lead you to a relationship with that Father. Joel chapter 1. You got to keep holding up the signs that say, read the word. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your father? Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children, and their children another generation, what the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. What the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. How many of you want to bet there wasn't much left? Awake, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land. Notice that my is capitalized. Strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a fierce lion. He has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with a sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. The priest mourn who minister to the Lord. Field is wasted. The land mourns. For the grain is ruined. The new wine is dried up and the oil fails. Do you see my pen, love? If not, can you see me one? Because I want you to understand this in verse 10. The field is wasted. The land mourns. The land is literally mourning. Dirt, just like you got out there. It is mourning. For the grain is ruined and the new wine is dried up and the oil is failing. The book of Romans says, all of nature is longing for God's sons to be revealed. So we'll get it in order. Be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers. For the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine has dried up and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate, the palm tree, also the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered. Withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of men. When God's judgment comes upon you, your joy is going to go away. 13, gird yourselves and lament, you priest. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Is not the food cut off before our eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed shrivels under the clods. Storehouses are in shambles. Barns are broken down. For the grain has withered. How the animals groan. The herds of cattle are restless because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep suffer punishment. O Lord, to you I cry out, for fire has devoured the open pastures, and the flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field also cry out to you. For the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. Man, turn to God long before that begins to happen. Can I get an amen out of anybody?
Amen.
We don't have much of a studio audience, but I could at least get an amen. Hey, Brother Dan's with us. Bless you, Dan. Love you. Chapter 2, the day of the Lord. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. For it is at hand. A day of darkness, gloominess. A day of clouds and thick darkness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. People come, great and strong. the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. He's telling them, you're about to be overtaken here. And it's not going to be by a bunch of bugs. Verse 3, a fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like swift steeds, so they run. With a noise like chariots over the mountaintops, they leap. Like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. Before them, the people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. Everyone marches in formation, and they do not break rank. Hold on, I'm going to underline that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We have Kathy and Sunday and Juliana with us on YouTube.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's good to have you with us tonight. All y'all come and join us on YouTube. Make sure you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you know when we're on. Verse 8, I'm in Joel 2:8. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Then they lunge between the weapons. They are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run on the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Now, when you see that phrase, for strong is the one, that one is capitalized. That's Jesus, who execute his word. His is capitalized. And I'm not sure why word isn't capitalized, but I would, just because. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Now here's the call of repentance. Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great and of great kindness. In those days, it was nothing for these people to grab dirt and throw it in the air and tear their clothes, but you can throw dirt in the air and tear your clothes all you want and never have a heart change. I like how John Bevere says it. Two eyes and a carnal brain will help you to be very judgmental. And anybody can have that. All right. Verse 13, rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. You can find that in Psalm 103. And he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Verse 15, blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priest who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples of the world, where is their God? Verse 18, the land will be refreshed. I like this part. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I send you grain and new wine and oil. You will be satisfied by them, and I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. I will remove far from you the northern army and will drive him away into a barren and desolate land with his face toward the eastern sea. God is getting his vengeance. I like it. His back toward the western sea. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things against the house of Israel. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beast of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. Fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Here comes the promises for you and me. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain faithfully and will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine. What an amazing promise of our God if we'll just, at any time we see it, just turn to him when you realize you're not walking in the right path. And the first thing he talks about is an abundant store. Your storehouses will be full. I like what Brother Jesse said tonight. I'm literally at that point in my life where I'm having to find places to put God's money.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard another minister of the gospel say that, but that truly means he is living to the fullest the verses in Malachi chapter 3. I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing. You will not have room to contain. Amazing. 25. I will restore to you the years that the locust, the swarming locust, has eaten. The crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like scarcity.
Amen.
I don't like barely enough. Barely enough does not honor God. And if you don't like me saying it, and there was a time in my life I'd say, we'll just go find a different place to be, but I ain't never going to say that to you again. Bottom line is, if you don't believe what I'm saying, open up this book, and you start asking yourself this question, why did God put that verse in the Bible? And then go through the whole Bible and start finding the verses that talk about abundance and God's blessing in our life. Just find out how many there are. This is not an exaggeration. There's literally thousands of verses of God's blessing to us. Why did God by the Holy Spirit, why would he put those verses in there? This book is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Holy men wrote as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. This isn't because Joel woke up and he was just having a good day, so he was wanting to make everybody feel good.
Right. Amen.
I'm over. I got to read. You held the wrong sign up. You have to turn that one around because that one said preach.
Yeah.
25. I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten, swarming locust, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army, which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. Do you realize when you eat in plenty and are satisfied, you give God lots of praise?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Try it sometime. Be broke and then be blessed. And you look around and say, all the bills are paid. All the bills are on time. And I got money in the bank. You're gonna speak the blessing of God. And then you realize it's just that the church taught us we had to be poor in order to be holy, and that's wrong. Wait, the church didn't tell us. The spirit of religion told you that. Oh, verse 26, the last phrase. And my people shall never be put to shame. See, there's a situation with these books like this that have my favorite verses in them. Because then I want to preach it.
You do.
27, you will know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other God. My people shall never be put to shame. If that doesn't make you want to jump, shout, dance about, and preach all at the same time. Just say it with me. I am God's people. I will not be put to shame. Now, here comes the day of Pentecost, prophesied by Joel. What did we say? 800 years before Pentecost, Joel prophesied this. Shall come to pass afterward. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Also on my men servants, and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant the Lord calls. Chapter 3. God judges the nations. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. They have cast lots for my people, have given a boy as a payment for a harlot. How atrocious is that? And sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Indeed, what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coast of Philistia? Will you retaliate against me? But if you retaliate against me, swift and speedily, I will return your retaliation upon your head. Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it into your temples, my prized possession, also the people of Judah and the people of Jerusalem. You have sold to the Greeks that you may remove them far from their borders. Behold, I will raise them out of the place to which you have sold them, and will return your retaliation upon your own head. I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off, for the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men, that all the men of war draw near. Let them come up, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble and come, all you nations, and gather together all around. Cause your mighty ones to go down there, O Lord. Verse number 12. Let the nations be weakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will set to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, go down, for the winepress is full. The vats will overflow, for their wickedness is. And what was God going to do except judge them because of their extreme, horrendous wickedness?
Yeah.
They were just vile people. All right, I am now in verse number 14. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. What do you do when you're in the valley of decision? You make a good decision. That's what you got to do. You can't keep making the same one that they've had. For the day of the Lord, see, verse 15, the sun and moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy. No alien shall pass through her again. And it will come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah will be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Acacia. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom a desolate wilderness because of violence against the people of Judah. For they have shed innocent blood in their land, but Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will acquit them of the guilt of bloodshed, whom I had not acquitted, for the Lord dwells in Zion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's warning of judgment. God's judgment. God's declaration that I will receive you if you'll just repent. And then 800 years before the day of Pentecost happens, Joel prophesies exactly what happened in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Wow.
Wow.
The majestic word of God. And there ain't no other book. Let me see. That's not good English. There is no other book on the face of the earth with this many different authors. Well, with this many different scribes, but only one author. There's no other book I can, on the face of the earth. And not only does it have history, not only does it have colloquial expressions of life in the specific areas, but this is the living, breathing Word of God. And when you just read it out loud, it produces life inside of you. Proverbs chapter 4. It is life to all who find it and health to all their flesh. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want to give you that opportunity right now. Lead you in the prayer of salvation. Sister Leanne will follow me. You pray along with her. Whether you've been away from God or coming back, maybe you've never known anything about God. And what I'm saying tonight is it's brand new information to you, but you can tell it's right, so you want to follow after it. That's the wisest thing you're ever going to do when it comes to the things of God. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You will give me everlasting life.
You will give me everlasting life.
Here's your chance to make your declaration. Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
I know that you gave your life for me.
I know that you gave your life for
and
me.
And rose again on the third day.
And rose again on the third day.
To give me life.
To give me life.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all of your fullness.
With all of your fullness.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You might say, Pastor, what is going on in my life tonight? Jesus is going on. That's the experience you're experiencing, is how God Almighty is filling you. This glory that you're experiencing is what Adam and Eve lived in every day.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a part of the program tonight with the International Faith Conference, when them people started singing, you know what the glory of the Lord is, man. David and Nicole Binion, them two are... They are anointed by God to do what they do. And wow, when he started talking about the book of Revelation and singing them songs, I'm going to preaching again, and I got to just deal with this. This is what happened. God just filled you. The Almighty God of heaven just filled you. And he's filling you. And the more he fills you to overflowing, it forces all of the darkness out of you. Your challenge tomorrow is going to be like, yeah, but Pastor, don't you know that this happened and I don't feel that way anymore today? Well, it's not about feelings, number one, but yeah, I know that's going to happen to you. But if you come back to what we just prayed every day, it won't make a difference what happens in the circumstantial evidence, because you'll stay right in this spot that says, oh no, I've been made a new creation. I felt it. I experienced it. Jesus, the light of the world, just came to live inside of you. You're now filled with light. Jesus, the author and the finisher of the faith, came to live inside of you. You're now filled with faith. It comes from the inside out. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. Filled with life. Welcome to the family of God.
Amen.
We're glad you're here. What do? Every day, you walk with God. Wake up in the morning. Go through the read the words again. You study it. It's about a half an hour. It's a good devotional every day. And it will be a blessing to you. And then share your faith with everybody that you know. Tell them, I found something that isn't religious, but it sure is God. Because that's what we're going to be. We're not religious, but we do love God. And we're going to help you find God. Send me an email. You can see my email address and website right down there in the notes of this program. On Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube. And we'll be a blessing to you. Remember this. Sunday mornings, we receive communion right here and read the word. So make sure you're ready for that on Sunday. And tomorrow morning at 8, there will not be prayer. Because we are in a really interesting Airbnb that we can't leave our car parked here anymore. Because here comes the cleaning crew, and then you get a ticket and you get hauled.
Well, in the women's meeting.
And so at 8 o'clock, we're going to be rolling. Sister Leanne's got a women's meeting tomorrow with Sister Veronica. She has a special meeting all by herself with her.
there's a few
other women there, too. But a
couple thousand.
So that's tomorrow in the morning. I will probably be on Zoom at some point, just praying for you people, praying for our family. Something. So just keep your eye on it. If you see me there, stop by and say hi, and we'll pray for you and be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. And
amen.
Till we see you again, because I want to preach, but I can't. This is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And the majestic word of God is your answer every single day.
Amen.
The Bible begins with, in the beginning, God created. And it ends, the last verse of the Bible, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. See you soon.